Almost time to get out of the way and make room for the Motor Live Drive, where we got Tony Paris happening today. He's going to be doing a solo set, and looking forward to that. Tony's also a member of the Sons of Adre, and he's going to have some CDs to give away. Not CDs, I'm sorry, some 7-inch vinyl. So be sure to stay tuned, and remember our number here is 313-845-9676. Option 1 gets you into the studio if you want to participate in today's live drive at 5. A couple of shows I don't think we're going to have time to get to, I'd like to tell you about. A young lady named Niecy, who is went down to Nashville to record her album, but she's back here in Detroit now. Wednesday night, she's celebrating her birthday at Malone's Tavern on Van Dyke and Warren Avenue, and she's going to have her band there, and they're going to be playing music from that recently released CD. There's a huge party happening with the Funky D Records group, Christmas party at the Park Bar. That's at 2040 Park Avenue Sunday. This is so that all of the musicians who work on Friday and Saturday night can come in and have a good time. I think it's an early show, and they've got Stago Lee, Horse Cave Trio, and the Howling Diablos. Again, that's Sunday's Funky D's Christmas party at the Park Bar. I think a good time will be had there. Jennifer JC, also known as Jennifer Westwood, has got a CD release party. This is happening on Saturday in the afternoon from 1 to 3, and it is happening at Biker Bob's Harley Davidson store. This is down in Taylor on Telegraph Road, and Jennifer will be there performing music from her new CD. And they are taking donations, and the profit from the sales of CDs during the show, during that day down at Biker Bob's Harley Davidson store, will be going to Toys for Tots. The Coffin Cats have a show at Smalls on Saturday night, and also on Saturday night, Atwater Brewery is going to be doing a show. In fact, I got queued up since we're not quite ready to go. The Hand Grenades. I'm going to take a quick break for just a short message. Reminder, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, and we will be going live with Tony Paris in just a matter of minutes on the live drive at 5. Well, I take that back. We are ready to go. This is number 11 is the one for studio?
Totally.
Okay. Mr. White isn't here today. He usually runs the board during the live drive at 5, but he's got a Christmas party to go to. So I'm winging it on my own today, and I'm solo, and in the studio we have solo Tony Paris. Can you hear me, Tony?
Yes, I can, Miss White.
All right. Well, welcome. It's nice to have you here. I know you're a member of the band Sons of Adre.
Yes, ma'am. The Adres now.
Oh, you've dropped. Oh, just the Adres.
Yep. But the Adres Dearborn. It's good to be in our home city. We always feel at home here. This is where we started.
I know Adre is a pretty familiar name around Dearborn. Not just the store, which sadly has closed since, a few years ago, but he donated a lot of money to different buildings in Detroit, or Dearborn, rather. I think there's an ice arena and a couple other things that were named after him. And I know as a kid growing up, I had one of his T-shirts. Any summer, we'd always have his T-shirts to put on.
Yep, that's where pretty much our heart, I guess, is, and our art. We, all played Adre baseball, or Joe and I, the two songwriters, and everything that we do nowadays that we like or have fun with, it's a way to try to get back to how great that was. You know, those summer days and youth athletics, Adre, Little League.
That's nice. And today you're going to be doing a solo performance, and I think I have a set list for you, but we'll just roll with whatever you're going to start with.
Sure. Great. This is a pretty new song. It's called Dying on the Vine, and the Adres will be playing it as a full band soon.
Very nice. I know that the Adres aren't they described pretty much as like a garage or a grunge type
yeah,
band?
Yeah. I think that that's pretty fair. You know, it's I guess it's rock and roll. It's pretty much live. We may be a little different than how I sound now, of course, or anything, but we have an energy and we're still you know, we try to give it all. And I'd say grunge or garage is pretty good, you know.
Well, it's nice that you're, you know, as diverse that you can do such a melodic, you know, instrumental, you know, acoustic stuff as well as the rather rougher rocking stuff.
Sure. Thanks. I mean, Joe and I have always talked about that, you know, these songs, although the energy and the power is one thing, if there's not a song underneath it, then it's some of it that's lost, and being able to play them on acoustic guitars, and I write a lot on acoustic guitar, that keeps you grounded as far as making sure there's melody and good changes and stuff.
It's cool. And having them acoustic, people can listen to them and learn the words, and that way when they're out there and it's loud and crazy,
exactly.
They can sing along.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's nice to have you here. Do you have something else for us?
Yes, I do. This is a song that we have already been playing live back when we were playing live a lot more at the beginning of the year. It's called Sugar Burn, and you know, I guess it's about empty calories.
settles on me and you. And our skin is in the corners of the room. All those old cheap cords wrapped up around can't hold a spark or the last gas from your mouth. The gust could blow it out or blow it up. The yarn could spread so contagious. Knock right over all my paper walls. And just to breathe, you gotta fall and crawl. So how long can we keep it up? Nah. How long can we keep it here? Nah. How long can we keep it up? Acting now. You playing coincidences. You know where you're bound. You know where you're bound. Come on, baby, get a squirt out of you. Come on, sugar, bite it off, I'll chew. In the meantime, nothing left to say. Loosen your look or it'll freeze that way. I memorize the constellations on your face, yeah. Armed up with constellations, second play, yeah. And the suntans fade, out come the flaws. Those new freckles make me feel so lost, so how long can we keep it up? How long can we keep it up? How long can we keep it up? It's acting now. You play coincidences, you know where you're bound, you know where you're bound. It's just some sugar. Burning mysteries, it's sweet and empty. Just some sugar, watch it dissolve so clean, like muscle memory. Just some sugar turns the bitter better, don't you see? But it's changing everything. All right, it's changing everything. So dry, the only talking back, the echo from your sighs. Well, can you take the heat and sweat your sickness out? You got your cold feet, but I run hot. You never realize we're just eating air. Can you go through the motions like you don't care? How long can we keep it up, mama? Come on, how long can we keep it here? And now, how long can we keep it up? It's acting now. You play coincidences, you know where you're bound, you know where you're bound.
It's amazing the intensity that you can build with just a simple acoustic guitar and in one vocal.
Thank you. That song is one of our favorites, and we'll probably keep doing that one into the future.
Sugar Burn. That's an edge. So you wrote that with...
Yep, I wrote that. And then Jonah Bosney, who, you know, the other songwriter in the Ad Race, he's also in... a few other bands, the Reelers and the Bits and Flatland Star. He and Lior Barak, who's our he can play bass or drums. Pretty much some of those parts I'm sure I took from them. It always sounds better when other people are adding their stuff. And I know Joe's bass and some of Lior's lead guitar actually on that song are things that have kind of taken over that song way more than I could have imagined when I wrote it.
All right. If people are wanted to contact you, do you have a Facebook page where they could connect with the band and get information about shows and stuff like that?
Definitely. The Edrays not only have a Facebook page, but we still have not moved on past MySpace. We're still holding out hope, and we have some songs that are listed there, some recordings that we've done. One mass transit propaganda song we have on the 7-inch single that if you send us a message, we could send you. Mass transit propaganda song was probably recorded a couple years ago and released back in, 2010 now. So, Facebook or MySpace, find us and, and we'll be friends.
All right. And that's Edrays, Adray.
Yep.
With an S at the end?
You got it.
All right. Named after, I assume, the Edrays who sponsored your sports team when you were a kid. I mentioned that I used to have one of their t-shirts as a kid, and I noticed that you're actually wearing one.
Yep, I try to wear them. There's only a few left that I've been able to find that would still fit me from when I had it back in the day, but they're out there, and if anybody has them, you should save them. Either for me or wear them. You can see them at thrift stores and stuff like that, but you'll see them around still here and there. All the way downriver, Edray had youth athletics, so they're out there, and I think I have about four or five left now.
Alan Cantino said in Lincoln Park where he lived, they had them.
Yep.
So I know when I go to the Dearborn Homecoming in August, you're always bound to see one or two people with them on, and it always sparks a conversation.
Definitely.
So it's a nice Dearborn memory there.
Yep.
So Tony Paris from the Edrays is here in-house solo, and it's a pleasure to have you. I know the last time you were here with the Sons of Edrays, and the Edrays, it was about 2 years ago, and at the last minute, Mr. White and myself got the opportunity to take a trip to New Orleans.
You got to take advantage of that. And the Edrays definitely would have supported anything to do with New Orleans and Mardi Gras.
Yeah, it was a good time. But it's nice to finally get to meet you in the studio and
definitely.
And work with you here. In fact, you are our 224th band.
Wow.
Take that back, 23rd. Next week will be the 24th.
224 is my mom's birthday, so... We'll just pretend it's 224.
All right. January 5th, we'll be celebrating our 5th anniversary doing the live drive at 5 with our 225th band. So we're pretty proud of the record, and Alan Cantino has done an awesome job over the last 5 years as our sound engineer. And, we got somebody on the line. Can you take some music, and I'll pick up the phone?
Sure. I'll go into this song, Thick Skin.
Okay.
Thank you.
When we were painting patchy cracks, you started using those white lines to outline it all in black. You said you liked the way it looked. You said some separation's good, but if you wanted it to seem real like we thought it could, well, now I can't get through your summer scarves. Oh no, over your seatbelt yells and checking my blind spots. Felt your socks in the bed, and now you deal those counting cards. But I can't get through your summer scarves. Skin, I can't win, you don't wanna know.
it off and stay a while, you know. You let it leak, I'll row your boat, you know. I starve to carve initials that last, but it hurts unless your bark guards back. Secrets I wish I did not have. Oh, I wish I didn't.
Tony Paris in the house. We got a call while you were performing. In fact, they actually made some requests. It's Joe and Emily called, and they said you sound really good, and they were wondering if you possibly took requests today, if you could do the songs Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying or Bad Kids. Is that on your set list today?
Well, that's probably from my sister. we used to sing Bad Kids by a band that the Edrays definitely love called the Black Lips from Atlanta, Georgia. But I, you know, because of cover songs, and I might play one or two here, but I'll have to save those other ones for maybe my sister's birthday.
Well, it's nice to know that she's listening.
Definitely.
And is she still in the Dearborn area?
She is, yep, on Williamson Street where I grew up. In fact, I think she has finals, so she should probably be studying instead of listening to the devil's music.
Okay, do you or the Edrays have any shows coming up over the holiday weekend season?
Not as a full band. We're kind of recording. We have some good recordings in process, and we're kind of playing around with different musicians and things like that to see what type of people we can get on board. So the recordings are coming along really good. We're recording with Reel to Reel in Hamtramck, Michigan at Joe's house, and hopefully those will be out soon.
Okay, yeah, I didn't realize that Joe was in the Reelers. I see them quite often.
Yeah,
so.
They play at DeMongo's a lot. So if you did want to see some of the Edrays, I think every other week or every week are at DeMongo's. And this Saturday I'll be at the Old Miami for a couple of Joe's bands. And I'll be there all night.
You're going to be performing?
No, I'll be hanging out and drinking.
But, I didn't see an ad for the Old Miami this week. I didn't put them on my calendar. They've got are the Reelers playing
there?
No,
I think it's the Bits, one of Joe's other bands, and a band called Flatland Star.
Okay.
So I'll be there if anybody wants to find me.
The Old Miami down there on Cass Avenue. It's one of the oldest great bars in Detroit that still support live music. It's important to support clubs that continue to support live music, because without supporting them, they go under. And the Miami, boy, this time of year, people aren't going to be able to utilize it, but they've done such a great job with their outdoor patio and backyard with the gazebo and the pond and the paths and everything they have in that open lot next to them. That it's just a great environment.
Yep, some great history, too. The Gories and bands that we, Edrays, when we were brand new, played a lot of shows there. It's just a very inclusive and cool place to go.
I haven't been out to DeMongo's yet, but I have occasionally announced shows from there on the calendar, so it's one on my list of things to get to this winter.
It's a cool spot, too.
So, well, it's nice having you here in the house.
Thanks.
And this is a passion of yours, obviously, music. It's not your full-time profession, but not very many musicians do make a living performing. They have day jobs. So it's nice to have you here.
That's true, yeah. Thank you.
And do you have something else for us?
I do. I have a Dearborn one, perfect for Henry Ford Community College and halfway between East and West. And it's called Pity the Backseat. The Edrays played this song as well.
Got the break when we're ratting around. ride you take. Those tag-along nerds you used to clown around with, their awkward laughs just a little too loud. And there they are, those shiny-lipped girls in their daddy's cars with their purse straps right across their heart. Like a match when the Roman noses go across the tracks to lick the icing right off of your cake. And just like a kiss, I'll hit you with the pennies in my fist. You know a fair fight ain't rough, rough, rough. Well, but those shots in the dark, the fountain red in the heart of the park, winding up right back in the cop car. Without you, I'll be so blue, just thinking about you. Decorations are red on a green Christmas tree. Won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. And when will you snowflake start falling? And when those blue memories are calling, you'll be doing all right in your Christmas light. But I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Very nice. It was the interesting song "Pity the Back Seat" with the cockroaches and the difference. It was rather an intense song, and then to roll into "Blue Christmas" was very nice. It took me a few minutes to figure out what it was you were playing.
Thank you.
Really went together well. So you do a lot of the songwriting for your band and for yourself?
I write a lot. I don't know if I'm if I write as many as Joe, but I think I've written a lot more as I've gotten used to chords and playing around a lot. I probably have a lot of songs, some of them that I'm going to play now, that may not or may not fit with the Adres, depending on the whole rock and roll sound, the whole rock and roll style. Some of them just come out lighter and more easy breezy, and it's tough to actually think about how they would even sound as with an actual rock band. So it's cool because the ones that I have that I know would fit, and I think Joe does probably the same thing, but we can take him to the Adres, and if it has that energy and that, you know, power, then it's good. And then sometimes, you know, you got to have the rock and the roll. So the flip side of that coin is that sometimes, you know, it's good to be on a porch on a summer day and songs that we can play when we're 58 years old.
A geezer. Good thing Mr. White isn't here. he had to go to a holiday dinner for appreciation dinner tonight. So it was another one of those opportunities when it's a free meal, you don't want to turn it down.
Definitely.
So,
yeah.
But it's a pleasure having you here in the house. And so you've got some vinyl, I understand, that you've been out promoting or you've got available on your Facebook page?
Yeah, I mean, somebody sent me a message. We can send them. I think we've gone through a lot of them, but there's definitely, you don't have to twist my arm too tight to get one. They're 7-inch vinyl. We split half as a Reeler song called Every Night and half is an Adres song called Mass Transit Propaganda Song. And Joe wrote Mass Transit, and it's really our main, if not only vinyl out there. We have a lot of other recordings that we're trying to make sound good. You know, it's tough sometimes to learn that process is a whole separate thing than learning to write songs. And we actually, it's always tough to capture live energy and some of the youthful simplicity and mistakes that we like to make when we're embracing all that is Adre. And it's tough to get that on a recording sometimes.
It is. You know, a lot of people criticize live performance recordings because they don't always match up with the acoustic quality of a studio project, but the energy always compensates for
exactly.
That.
Definitely.
So it's good to have both sometimes.
Definitely.
And it's great to have live music here in the studio, and what an opportunity it's been for the last 5 years here at WHFR. And I want to remind people that if you're enjoying this and you're in your car driving out of the area or you want to turn somebody else onto this show, you can always go to the WHFR.fm website, click on Live Performances, and the podcast of this show and all the other shows we've done for the last 4 years out of five are available there to listen to at your leisure. So we've got quite a library of local music there for people to appreciate and enjoy.
Yep.
So, is the Adres the first band you were in, or were
yeah,
do you
it
have
really was the first time I ever played guitar and everything. We were, you know, a three-piece for a while. Joe, who had been kind of doing music for longer than the original, to myself and our first drummer, Andrew, who's, if he's listening or at the bakery, Andrew, we miss you. But it was kind of a cool thing because it was able to... It was bad, but it was bad in an honest way, I guess. So right from the second I played guitar, I've played with that group. So it's been I've learned and grown as they've learned and grown.
It's interesting, the term bad. I know that people have used the word, he plays a raunchy guitar, and people think that that's an insult. But actually,
yeah.
That can actually be quite a compliment.
Exactly.
If you do it right.
Yeah, if we make a mistake... we got to leave it in.
Well, you're doing a fine job.
Great.
Here today, and we'd love to hear some more from you.
Thank you. This song is one that we do too, one of mine. Probably one of the last ones that I have that definitely you'd see probably with an Adres show, but it's called One Last Bite, and it's about Detroit and, you know, I guess in the fall with that wood smoke smell, and could meet a bunch of different things when it comes to the city. And when your parents or you, you know, go to church on Sunday and you drive down through the neighborhood that your parents used to live in. One.
Vacationers and soldiers pack the campsites, fires in the tar ends under the moonlight, and after church we go to search through the ashes and for what's still left inside. Like the eve of Halloween, we need to see a reunion, a homecoming. So if you're bored or feel ignored, come on down and take the tour. The flames got the power to restore. Come down on a rusted junket, I'll roll back your eyes. Do the open mouth look around through the pointless red lights. I'm tired of praying to be different and walking around what you left behind. See the neighbors roast and toast and scrape the can for one last bite. One last bite. And we're doing all the fire dance, mink pelt, summer swell, infernal gill. You'll surprise who you find in hell. The tourists, the permanent cemetery made us a man. So if you're bored or feel ignored, come on down and take the tour. The flames got the power to restore. Come down on a rusted junket, I'll roll back your eyes. Open mouth, look around through the pointless red lights. I'm tired of praying to be different and walking around what you left behind. We're speaking up in smoke signals, foul howls in the night.
This goes out to Jay Musluf, he's listening in Palestine. He used to always say, I roll my drugs like gunpowder. There's barrios and there's barriers. So be all the wiser.
Because when bleacher creatures come, it's the weekend warrior love. So maybe it's time to get out of your car and let us take you home. Cause the barbecue's on the roof passing by, and the graveyard's one last bite, and they're gonna eat tonight one last bite. What you gonna eat tonight? One last bite.
Wow, that was very interesting. I think you could write a paper about the words to that song. That was so many interesting combinations. I like the pointless red lights.
Yeah, we have a lot of those in Detroit. I think the lights were timed to 1953 when we had 2 million people or something. And it's always funny to sit around there at a red light or in a city council bureaucracy or something like that, and to just wonder why you have to be sitting there. You know, sometimes there's rules that we got told a long time ago that maybe don't apply nowadays.
Alan commented, do people actually stop for those red lights? And I know that a lot of people just pull around on the right side and run them.
Yep.
after they've come to a stop. And it's sad to see that, you know, like you said, the rules that were laid down probably when we had 2 million people in the city are still, you know.
No, exactly. And the editors have probably been known to run a couple of themselves.
Well,
so,
we don't encourage that type of
no, definitely not.
Definitely. Okay, so Tony Paris is in the house, and you don't have any shows to promote right now, but you do have a Facebook and a MySpace site.
Yep.
That people can go to. And Facebook is great for contacting people and getting the word out, but MySpace still is, you know, where people go to listen to music, and it still has its value in the music community for sure.
Definitely.
So it's great, great to have you here.
Yep, thanks.
You got another one for us?
Yeah, I have a good one. That Adres has not done it yet. It's a new one, and Adres and baseball, and I don't know, sometimes art and the music world doesn't always mix with the sports world, but I don't see why not. So this song is called Forever 11, and it's all about the Adres. One.
When the sun hung on a cloudless sky, open the window, yeah, 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 open your eyes. No time to brush and comb, no time for fancy clothes. We go from door to door, feel those slamming screen doors. Just like a sing-along, follow the bouncing ball. Up the porch stairs, one by one by one. The trampled backyard, the pinned backyard. The pitter-patter of the little feet feel the storm. Sweat, the sweat makes it fade. And our names bled together on the lineup page. Forever 11. It's not a game. Summer thunder, better get under the laugh umbrella. Together, together, and the Rangers, I guess it missed us. You know those bright lights help me focus. Until it's long gone, till it feels raw, until it's rubble, baby. Truth is in the trouble. There's nothing like a brawl to reunite us all. It helps us fight off the cold weather and the curveballs. The sweat makes it fade. And our names bleed together on the lineup page. Forever 11. It's not a game. When you thought that you lost it, it's just like ringing the bell. Fast hands on the front lawn, it only takes a smell. So let's roll it, let's roll it. The bad weather and missed calls, dig in and split the difference until it's long gone. Play them 10 times, they'll probably beat us 9. But not tonight, no, 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 not tonight. Pit it back, y'all, you're pretty buggers, man. You're gonna add raise a man, my gonna tonight.
Alright. So that was kind of a story about your childhood? Is it?
Yeah, I mean, part of the great thing about Adre sports was your neighborhood was kind of your team in the park, you know, and it was just like, well, what are we going to do today? Just from the second you wake up with pebbles to the window, you do whatever you want, you know, nobody's your boss, and you go to Adre, and we might have 13 people on the field, but who cares? And the girls and guys might be playing together, and we'll all have the same free shirts, and it will be all inclusive, and you do what you want to do, and you don't even realize that the sun's stayed out extra long for you.
And you and Joe Nabosny, you were childhood friends?
Yeah, we probably didn't really meet. We probably played against each other in Little League or something. We probably didn't really start until Fortson High School. Yeah, I'm a year younger than most of my friends in his grade, so he... And then he was one of the music people, so we, once, you know, sports kind of dies out, we just music and hanging out.
That's what it's about. And Joe's got a couple of bands that he's going to be playing with this, was that Saturday night at the Miami?
Yep, this Saturday.
Okay, and you're going to be hanging out there.
I'll be there, yep. We'll talk about all these songs.
Will you be wearing your Adre t-shirt?
You know, you never know. Probably, I wouldn't put it past me.
Right, so if anybody comes up to you, say you heard him on WHFR today. And that's one of my favorite bars is the old Miami.
That's
so
great.
It's a great place to see music. So we've got about 14 more minutes.
Cool, I got some more for you. I got some new ones.
Okay.
All right, this song is called Same Page. It's brand new. Some may come, but most of them go, yeah, and some stay young. The most grow old, and the next thing you know, you make your way back home. Baby, you're all alone. Oh no, baby, you can't come home. Oh no. I saw black and white, and you saw gray. I guess it goes just to show we're far away, and what we pay. Well, it wasn't the price on the tag, taken in so many ways. Yeah, yeah. Try to explain it away. Yeah, yeah. All that fake on your face, save some blame for heaven's sake. It's not like the pictures you take, you just can't make. Bad ones go away and stay the same, stay on the same page, the same page. All the rules after the rooster crows, can you make them up as you go or take her as she goes? Yeah, spin your collar around, open your loophole like there's no note tomorrow. Until no means go. Oh no. When you're washed up and left by the side of the road, and you can't keep your balance on a slippery slope, and you forgot what you wrote in stone long ago, before it all was blown. Oh no. Before a tornado. All that fake on your face, save some blame for heaven's sake. It's not like the pictures you take, you just can't make. Bad ones go away and stay the same, and act your age on the same page, the same page. When you outgrow your shoes and you need some wiggle room, the same page. I'm justified the backslide. So many ins and outs, fade the truth or lie. Stick my pen in the ink, but the ink was dry. But the ink was dry.
Nice one. You've got a very clean sound to your guitar. Are we just miking that and running it direct to the board? Are you going through an amp?
I'm going through an amp. Like Sugar Burn and Pity the Backseat, I had a little distortion on, so I thought I would mic it. But yeah, it's sounding really good.
What kind of guitar is it?
This is a Takamine.
Takamine
acoustic electric.
So yep. It's an acoustic electric.
Yep.
Okay, and then I notice every once in a while you've got a little bit of percussion out there.
Yeah, it's normally when I play, or even when the Adres play, it's stomp is an important part, I think, for me at least. And there's a thing on my foot here that seems to be, it amplifies, and the sound guy's done a good job of keeping it in the background where it's enough to get the groove going.
Well, yeah, Alan does a great job for us. We're so lucky to have him. And we've got about 10 minutes left, and we're lucky to have you here in the studio. Can we get some more music out of you?
Definitely. All right. A couple more. This is kind of a couple songs that, one is a song the Edrays have done, probably only the second song I ever wrote. And the other one's a new one that we have to try to figure out how to work in, but the messages are the same, so they're kind of combined together. It's called One Little Yes, and the second part is You Can Just Move Away.
So you wrote that one yourself, or both of them, or?
Yeah, both of those songs. It's about moving. I would put it in the One Last Bite category, I guess. You know, it's tough to keep young kids in the city.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's unfortunate for kids today that the people who tend to be renters are moving so often, whereas, you know, I know when I grew up in Dearborn, and I'm feeling when you grew up that the neighborhood was pretty solid and stable. And you got to know people year after year after year, and their brothers and sisters, and it was all one big community. It's sad that kids don't have that kind of roots anymore,
definitely.
It seems, at least not in the urban areas, which I think Dearborn is considered part of now.
Yeah, in fact, the Edrays had a song about, the chorus says, you got to find me a neighborhood, and I always thought, trying to convince the guys that it would be a good title for an album, because a lot of our songs have that theme of kind of being left behind, I guess, but, you know, trying to recreate the neighborhood that we had when we were young.
I like that. I like that title.
Yeah.
It's got impact. Well, we're almost time to go. I want to mention that next week on December 22nd, we're going to have the Space Heaters. They're a
great band.
they don't play very often, but they've been around for years and years. And
Mike Murphy.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yep.
So
they have a song called James Johnson that is out of this world. Yeah, and hopefully they'll play that one. I'm going to make sure to tune in.
All right. And well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today and being part of our holiday season here at WHFR. And we've got probably enough time to do one more to take us out.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, and congrats on 5 years. This is a great thing, and hopefully there's 5 and 10 and 15 and many more.
Thank you.
All right, this last song is called Dessert First. I guess it's about some girls.
Trying to catch a stream. Got caught in lashes and well, now I can't move, no. Kind of like a sanctuary and kind of like a tomb. Oh, she loosens screws, yeah, she ices wounds. She always saves a change. When you need some too, she says I wouldn't mind being locked up with you. We could be who we are and have our dessert first. Have our dessert first. Stay all day. Same old frame, oh no. Paying face paints and licking frosting off the cake. Oh, seasoned lemonade, making lemonade. She always saves change when you need some too. She says I wouldn't mind being locked up with you. We could be who we are and have our dessert first. She wakes me up and binds the ties. She knows the scratches on the inside. When you know the time, she's the poison and the antidote. That brain, oh, all the jelly roll, yeah, just like an ice cream cone in a donut hole. Well, sugar rushes in the brain, makes you happy. When the downtime comes, I'm a little goo. We could play it cool and be like the blue. You know I wouldn't mind.
your bread and water.
All right. Well, dessert first. That was always my son's philosophy. So.
it's like the red lights, you know. Who says you can't?
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure, and please keep in touch and definitely. Let us know when the Edres are playing, and we'll definitely be sure to add it to the calendar and hopefully get you guys in when you get your CD or your project done, and we can help you promote it and your release party and all of that.
Perfect. We'd love to be back.
Okay. Well, stay tuned now for the Radio Mystery Dramas. Tonight's show is Lights Out. It's a horror story, so should be a good time. And we'll be back next week with the Space Heaters.
This is Bam, WHFR's program director and host of The Mix. From all of us here at WHFR, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome.